Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to the Why Is Your Bottom So Dirty podcast, the podcast that tries to get to the bottom, or the smelly bottom, of your issues.
It's a podcast, and we believe that no one's born with a smelly bottom. It's the things that happen to us along the way.
So join us as we interview different guests each week, trying to work out what their problem is, and then solving it.
And you might learn something at home, and welcome to the podcast.
It's a podcast.
To which degree does your butt stink?
If you were here with us, you would smell him. Absolutely reeks.
Have
of
you
stuff.
Heard of crystal?
I didn't.
Healing.
I thought that you said you'd not met your father, and now you're.
Well, should we
him
give
off
her some
cliff?
Advice on how to be more confidant?
Absolutely. If you haven't got a vagina, just find someone that does, and then speak to that vagina instead.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Why Is Your Bottom So Dirty? It's going to be an interesting dynamic today because I'm without my co-host because he's actually sitting, you won't believe this, in traffic. Yeah, so I'm joined today by...
Philippa!
A child. No, I'm joined today by... What's your full name, please?
Philippa Henry.
Okay, and she's actually from Scotland.
Yes, Scotland.
We've asked Philippa on this show because we suspect that she's got an absolutely rancid, dirty bottom. Is that right?
Oh, stop it. Stop
what
it.
What do you think your problem is?
With what?
Tell us a little bit about your background, you know, where you're
as
from.
As in my bottom or just...
No, just your life.
Oh, my foreground. Okay. Well, I'm Philippa Henry.
Sorry, can I just describe her visually? Because I think the listeners will... When we get a woman in, it's nice for people to know what they look like. So,
so average, go for it.
Averagely attractive...
Oh, thank you. That's quite a compliment.
quite big features, I would say, sort of swollen-y. And long hair. Okay, take it away.
Okay, I wouldn't say it was long, but anyway, it's average to medium sort of length. It's kind of if Sinead O'Connor grew hers.
Yeah, it's not your thing, so we shouldn't focus too much on that.
Okay, that's me told.
Now, what about your personality?
What about it? Well, I'm quite a live wire, I think, actually. Mm. Underneath it all, I like
go
to have
on.
A bit of fun, but I don't like to be centre of attention or anything, you
no.
know. I just like to sit in the corner and observe, you know.
Right.
I prefer to be an observer.
And poetry, do you like poetry?
Oh my, I love a bit of poetry. Yes. How did you know that?
Because I always think the quiet ones are sitting in the corner, so they've often got a poetry book and a knapsack.
I love a poetry book, but often people say to me, oh, you've got to watch her, she's one of the quiet ones, you know what I mean? And I am, but I'm not the quiet one that would like do a school shooting or anything, do you know what I mean?
Yes, yeah. Okay, so now we're getting somewhere, so you've never killed anyone, per se.
No, I'm not one of those quiet ones, you know what I mean? You can think, she's so quiet, she might get out a Kalashnikov, but I won't. Not me.
More of a sort of go home and think about what you haven't said.
That's that sort of thing, that's it. I like to go home and... play the guitar or, you know, yeah, I recite poetry or something like that. I'll snack on Ritz crackers or something.
It's funny, actually.
Something simple.
Something working class. It's funny because I often think Dr. Benjamin Jones, my usual co-host, holds me back on the show, but now he's not here. I sort of miss him in a way.
Okay, well, is there anything I can do about that?
Maybe we can phone him and just check in, because he was going to see his ex-wife today.
Oh dear, that's sad, isn't
it? Yeah, yeah.
What's the backstory there?
Well, she's a whore.
Oh.
Mm. Well, that bit of a whore.
That settles it then, doesn't it?
It does a
bit,
yeah.
That's then, isn't it?
It does a bit.
She's one of them. Say no more about the little whore.
I like you. I like your vibe. I think we're really...
Say no more about the whore.
I think we're really getting on, actually.
Okay, great.
What star sign are you?
The one with the big horns.
Not a horse. Bull. Taurus, you're a Taurian.
I don't know. It's got a horn on it anyway.
Yeah, that's a Taurus.
Yeah.
Classic case
it's
of a Taurus.
It's that one. I don't know what it does, really. I'm not that interested, but...
Now, you'll be interested in mine.
Okay. What's yours?
Scorpio. Very sexy. Very rah-rah-rah, you know, zh-zh-zh-zh.
If you say so.
No, but Taurians and Scorpio is not a bad match, actually.
Lovely.
Romantically. Nice. But...
And what about Dr.
Benjamin Jones?
Yeah, what about him? What's he?
Oh, classic Libra.
Is he on the market?
Oh, okay. Sexually?
Oh, I just mean, does he like some poetry?
Oh, well, you'll have to ask him about that. He'll have to speak for himself. He's a very, very boring man. He's very boring. I should say this off air, but he's very boring.
That sort of appeals to me. Do you know what I mean?
Does it? Yeah. You're just going to sit there and read your books.
It just sort of appeals to me, but of, you know, nothingness. I quite like that in a man. Because I've got a very lively inner life, you know what I mean? Mm. So it's quite nice when someone brings nothing to the party.
I suppose you could get a dog and talk about that.
No, I don't do dogs. I do more exotic animals.
What have you got, a budgerigar?
No, not birds. More like lizards and your snakes and your things like that.
Okay, so have you got any?
I've got two big old snakes and a little lizard.
I think it's a no from Dr. Benjamin Jones.
Is he not into your...
He's very... I mean, he would nod at a dog in the morning... And that's really his...
Oh, that's sad, isn't it?
He's not really...
I thought he might go for it.
No, he's a very...
I mean, I've never met him or anything, but, you know, I just thought it might be nice to... We might compliment each other.
Let me tell you something about him. His favourite colour's brown. What's your favourite colour?
Beige.
Oh. Well, it could work,
beige.
Actually. Beige and brown do go well together, actually.
It's coffee and cream, isn't it?
Mm. Childhood. Did you have a happy childhood?
I mean, in a word, yes, we got on very well. There was just the eight of us and in the two rooms, so,
right.
You know,
wow.
You had to, really. It was quite romantic up in Scotland, you know, when
what
we were growing
siblings?
Up.
Siblings?
Yes.
Right. So romantic is an interesting word.
It was romantic because we were living in this little village and... We had nothing, but we wanted nothing, you know?
Why didn't you dream bigger?
We wanted the nothing.
Why didn't you want something?
Because I had my lizard and I was happy.
Mm.
You know, I had a stick and a lizard. What else can a kid want?
Oh, sweet.
Nothing. Nothing.
Bouncy ball.
No. Not up there in those days. No.
And an extra bedroom?
No, he didn't need anything like that. We're cuddled up. We're huddled up to each other and it was fine. We had each other, you know.
And are they still all alive?
No, they're all dead.
Oh,
they're all dead.
Yes. That's unlucky, actually.
They all died. There was a big forest fire where we knew where we lived.
Well, you can want for something now. Some
siblings.
Well,
aye. So they all died, but though I had a happy death, you know.
If you like the warmth.
They loved a fire. We loved fires in those days. It was a treat to have a fire. That was the only thing we wanted for was fire. We would have a birthday fire every birthday.
That might be. And that's what probably got you in.
That's what killed them.
Mm.
The birthday fire.
Oh, who's
the
birthday?
Great fire of Helen's birthday. Oh, it was a great day. But also a bittersweet day, obviously, because it all died.
Yeah.
I wasn't there.
Why weren't you
there? I was busy with my lizard.
The lizard saved you.
The lizard saved me, so that's why I've got this bond with all these reptiles, you know. I have a reptilian bond.
You've taken it very much in your stride.
No, well, I get on with things. You've got to be happy about these things. You've got to get through it, haven't you?
Happy-go-lucky is what I'm sensing.
Yes, very much so. You don't let it bring me down. You know, I don't want to be this moaning mini. No. I just want to get on with things.
So, but you are single. I'm not trying to fight. It sounds like I'm trying to find a point of weakness.
I suppose in a way I am single, but in another way I do have the lizard. So don't consider myself single in that respect.
But are you fucking the lizard?
Excuse me?
Jingly jingly listen.
I'm almost psychic, really.
Are you a psychic?
Yes and no.
In what way, yes?
I can sometimes guess things.
And in what way, no?
They're not always accurate. I'll guess some things about you.
Go on.
You've got a picture of a dolphin in the bathroom.
Shut up.
Two dolphins
you've
jumping
been
in the centre.
You've been in my bathroom. I'll tell you what, you're stalking me.
Is it? Have you got two
you've
dolphins?
You've been stalking me.
You've got two dolphins jumping in the sunset.
Maybe three.
Oh, very close. Well done, Claire Cares. Don't slap your thigh. It's not good for the mics.
Why is your bottom so dirty? Who is it that hurt you?
And we're going to go live now to the M21 where Dr. Benjamin Jones is stuck in traffic.
Yep, sorry, Claire Cares. It's gridlocked. Gridlocked here. I'm trying my best. I think there's been an accident. People are slowing down to look at the damage.
I hate when they do that.
Yep, and I can't move.
Right, so it really is a traffic jam there.
It's a traffic jam. I'm surrounded by stinking bottoms everywhere. Everyone getting very annoyed.
We're starting to build a real picture here. In fact, if you've got any pictures, put them up on the website. But I'm doing very well here by myself. Almost begs the question, do I need you at all? Yes, I do.
Okay, thank you, Claire Cares. And make sure you diagnose her correctly, please.
Okay, and also, before you go, can we just have some little words of encouragement or sound bites?
Now, words of encouragement are...
keep going.
If it's not as stinky as what you think it is, okay. You always think your arsehole is more stinky than what it is.
Right.
That's the first thing.
Okay. Great. That'll chew us along for a bit. Anything else?
Try muscles.
Muscle relaxants.
No muscles. The seafood.
What for? Hunger or?
Just try muscles.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Benjamin Jones.
Relationships.
Now, what is interesting, because we found you on Bumble, didn't we?
Oh, did you? Is that? Oh, yeah, I forgot I did that. It's just experiment.
Well, Benjamin Jones put you forward, because I think you matched on Bumble, and he certainly liked the look of you, but then he thought that... he thought that your personality was a bit much, so... but he, you know, we were struggling to get guests... shouldn't really say that, should I? Not struggling to get guests on. We like to pick people from different backgrounds, and we've never met a Scottish person before, so...
Well, I hope I, you know...
Well, you're certainly Scottish.
I hope I live up to expectations.
You're actually a bit... well, you're very well dressed.
I know it doesn't happen often in Scotland, so I thought I'd make an effort. You know, I don't come down south much, so it's just nice to sort of be here and, you know, have an excuse to get my...
tie
get up. My glad rags on!
Yeah, we weren't expecting, you know, the tie, etc., and the cufflinks, but lovely to see you in all your glory, I'm going to say.
No problem!
Yeah, we like on this podcast to get to the bottom of what someone's issue is. And I use a very intuitive approach. Dr. Benjamin Jones likes to go on, he number crunches his way forward or something that I don't really understand. But I go more intuitive. Now, I'm going to go out on a limb and say that I think the reason you might have emotional issues.
I wouldn't say, in Scotland... nobody has emotional issues. You just get on with life.
Yes, but your mouth does turn down. It turns down at the
side. That's how I was born. That's how it came out my mama's doo-doo.
Yeah, Okay. Is your mum still with us? Or?
No, she passed away in the fire. The great fire of Helen.
Oh,
birthday.
You didn't mention...
The birthday fire.
Yes.
Talking about the birthday fire.
Yeah. It's very much on my mind, because that's what I was going to say, actually, with my intuitive reading. And I'm sort of guided to tell you that your problems may stem from that fire.
As I see, I didn't think I have any problems, because in Scotland, you have a fire every week, you know, and things happen.
What part of Scotland?
There was a great transport hiccup of 1978 that killed almost 2.5 villages.
What part?
What do you just get on with it?
What part of Scotland are you from?
Dundee.
Oh, and they've got a problem with fires, have they?
No problem. It's just basic life. That's how you live life up there.
Wow.
You guys, I've never seen a fire out here once. And I guess you haven't had a great transport hiccup like what we had then too, you know.
Well, the Northern Line was down on the Bank Branch the other week.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Claire Care's still here broadcasting for you.
Now, were you close, would you say, to your siblings?
Well...
You say in your younger life you were.
We grew up in the same two rooms, the eight of us, and we...
Sorry, I'm bored now because I've already asked this question, so I think I'll move on. I thought there might be some emotional sort of stuff in you losing them in a fire, but you do, if I'm honest, seem fine.
I think I'm pretty all right, actually, because in Scotland we're just, as I say, you just...
Get on with it.
Get on with it.
And
these things happen.
When you say you get on with it, what is it? Like, what do you do?
What do I do? Well, I spend a heck of a lot of time with my reptiles, as I say. And then I do work in a shop half the time.
What's the village shop?
It's just a local village store.
What's it selling?
It's selling all things, mostly your breads.
Yeah, okay. We call that a bakery here.
No, it's just your breads. It's called Your Breads.
And that's the name of the shop.
You get your breads.
Yeah.
And often we'll just have your breads and your breads. Occasionally you'll have, you know, a wee apple.
What about a croissant?
I beg your pardon? What's that?
Well, if you've ever been to Paris...
Never.
No.
Hate the French.
Quite right.
Big old Frenchies.
But they're very big on croissants.
They're big on joining the baddies and all.
I thought you were a choir. Your character seems to have changed massively. I do think you're going against type.
If you get me on something, I'll tell you about it. That's why I won't... Well, I could be the sort of person that could do a massacre, but I would... You know, hold myself back, hopefully.
Well, the French really brings out your passion.
Oh, the Frenchies.
Because you weren't so passionate.
Oh, no, thank you.
I noticed the producer turning your dial down a little.
I have stepped away from the microphone, though.
Yeah, if we could just move Philippa's microphone, because it's interesting, though, the dynamics, because when you mentioned that all of your family were sort of killed in a fire, which I'm very sorry to hear, I was laughing at the sentence before, not that, obviously. your passion is very sort of low level, and yet when you mention the French, you get very het up.
They do get my goat, so to speak.
Because or get your cheval.
My cheval. Because I don't like the way they don't speak the same language.
Mm.
I don't like the way that...
They all do speak French, so they speak the same language.
Yeah, they don't speak the right one, though. Mm. There's right.
Fair enough.
And there's wrong.
Yeah. A gauche. À droite. Sure. So you don't like them because, I mean, that could be said of a lot of countries.
That's foreign, and that's not my thing.
Right, okay. We're starting to get a feel for your personality now. I wish Dr. Benjamin Jones was here because he would know what medication you were on.
Hello, Claire Kez.
Hello, Claire Kez. Here.
Yeah, found out what the issue is.
Go on.
Tiger on the tracks.
Oh, right. Like the beast from Africa?
Yeah, there must have been some sort of zoo escape, and there's a tiger in the road. Wow. Everyone's panicking. No one can move. No one wants to run over the tiger.
Of course. Well, they're protected species.
Yeah, they're very protected species, but there's no way around it at the minute. It's gridlock.
Wow, Dr. Benjamin Jones with a tiger on the road. You couldn't make it up, and we haven't.
Is this a jingle?
I don't think this is going to work because our listeners are sort of UABC1 demographics.
And what's me?
Your DB, your DTT, your DTTs. Your...
Can I do anything about that?
Really from L.
Can I do anything about that?
Yours is sort of from L to Z, I would say.
What can I do about that? Is that a bad thing? Is that what you're saying to me?
Okay, do you know what I would recommend? And this is good, actually, because we do give advice on the show.
I'm all ears. I'm listening.
Your ears and your lips is what you are. Okay, so I would recommend, and Dr. Benjamin Jones will have his own viewpoint, but I would...
Is he any relation to Dr. Hilary Jones?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't think I've ever asked him.
Off of Lorraine?
Well,
Lorraine Kelly, do you know her? She's from Scotland, she's from Dundee.
Well, Dr. Benjamin Jones once said he looked up naked pictures of Lorraine Kelly, and we were all surprised. But he said it's because she's got a saucy look about her, so anyway, let's not dwell on that.
You should look up Dr. Hilary.
There is some nudie pictures, but I think they've been photoshopped. Anyway,
Dr. Hilary?
No, of...
Dr. Benjamin?
No.
Well, I
don't know about Dr. I haven't looked, but I've definitely looked for Lorraine Kelly nudies after he told me, and they do exist, but I think they've been photoshopped. Anyway, my advice to you, if you really want to know...
I've got an open heart, and I've got open doors.
And, well, that was...
And my lips are full and blushing and ready and open for a man.
Yes. Okay, so my suggestion to you would be, first and foremost, crystal healing. Okay, and to put pop a quartz crystal or a clear crystal, I recommend quartz, up your vagina for a period of about a week. Not while you're menstruating, but pop that up with the vagina. That's going to really kick things off and get things going. Now, after that, I would recommend going to see a crystal healer that I know that lives in Croydon, but do the cleansing of the vagina first, because I think there's all sort of manner of problems up there.
Listen, what's your name again? Claire.
Claire Kez.
Claire, I can tell you're a really caring Claire, and I can tell you mean well, but I shall just be going to the pub and finding somebody there.
Right, and that's got you where you are today, hasn't it?
Well, sort of, but I did spend a lot of time with the lizard, so if I spend less time with the lizards and more time at the pub meeting folk. Maybe it's get better on the air. I don't want to stick anything up anything, you know.
Well, you know what I say to that? We're all on our own path, and I wish you all the luck in the world.
Oh, okay? That's so kind of
I
you.
I really do, and I really do. That's I really, really kind.
And how are you getting on?
Oh,
I
God.
I want to know about you.
No,
now.
Oh, God.
No,
I'm
no, no.
No, I.
Come
no,
on now.
I am so happy. I've just got a peace of mind that is just. you know, I get up in the morning and I think yes to today, yes to my life, yes, yes, yes. I'm broadcasting every week on my own radio show with Dr. Benjamin Jones. And I'm just, you know, I called my mother the other day and I said, you know, how does it feel to have a daughter sort of so far up in broadcasting who can also do tarot card spreads when the need arises? And, you know, her response doesn't matter, but for, you know, it's just how I feel about myself, and that's actually very, very, very positive, actually.
Do you wish she died in a fire? Hmm? Do you wish she died in a fire?
No. We actually get on quite well for everything we've been through together. We get on actually quite well.
I'm, you know, just saying you can create fire quite easily. It's not difficult when you know how. Only saying. Don't mind me. Oh, sorry, that was my body.
Oh.
Big pardon. It's very easy to create a fire. Honestly, you can do it with sticks. That's how we do it in Scotland. We don't use any of them fancy matches or anything like that. Or you can just reflect some cameras to at the sun.
I just need to call Dr. Benjamin Jones. Ben, I'm playing a song so she can't hear me. She's got a
butt. How's it going?
Well, not very well. I thought I could broadcast alone, but actually, it's very, very hard. She's not capturing my attention, and I dare say she's not capturing the nation's.
Mm. Well, I think
quite an annoying character.
Yeah. Do you think maybe if I spoke to her on my own, it would be better?
Well, this has made me realise more than ever that I bloody miss you. And actually, we make a very good team. I sometimes when you're here, I resent you. Mm. When you're not here, I also resent you. But I also think, that resentment keeps me going.
Yeah, but you've said this to me before, and then when I come back into the studio, you know, you act.
I like to resent you. I think that's what I've learned. You push all my buttons.
Okay, well, how can I push less of your buttons?
Well, I suppose turning up would be a start.
Yeah, well, you know I can't, you know, it's not my fault, okay? I'm on the road. Just deal with whoever's in the studio, deal with a dirty bottom, okay? Mm.
I feel very, if I can just allow me to talk about my feelings for a minute, I feel very rejected and very abandoned, you know. Well, Philip Henry, it's certainly been interesting. Thank you so much for coming on the show. This case, I'm afraid, has been too difficult for me to solve because my mind is leaping everywhere and I'm getting ever... I think it's just because I didn't have breakfast, but I'll just need to get you out of the studio. So, thank you so much for listening, everybody.
You haven't told me how to clean up my dirty bottom.
Yes, I said shove a crystal up your vagina. If you want any more advice, we can send you an email with some numbers in. 2, 4, 6, and 8. Thank you so much for listening. Dr. Benjamin Jones will be with me back with me next week. And it's goodbye from me, and it's goodbye from...
Philippa!
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. and they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.